Okay, everyone, this is the beginning of show 18. Which, sort of. It's this is being recorded like an hour. Not an hour, like six hours after we started the show. The intro that you just heard, hopefully, which should have sounded amazing. We haven't finished it yet.
It's on the intro to show 18.
We haven't actually done it. But we're going to do it. Well, we did.
It will sound amazing.
We haven't mastered it yet. Yeah, basically, thanks to GJR3, which is someone we have no idea who he is.
Thanks
we went to podsafeaudio.com, and we looked through the like techno kind of things, because we were like, you know what, let's put music on here. And so his stuff is great. It's good background music. I like it.
Yep.
So we're putting it in. It's not ours, because we can't claim it as our own. Otherwise we would. It's good.
We won't.
If anyone knows how to make music like that, let me know. It's really cool. He says he uses Apple Soundtrack, which I'll figure out a way to get.
Completely legally.
Most of the stuff's free. Yeah. Well, probably not. I want to figure out some way to do this kind of thing. I guess it's a synthesizer.
Yeah, think so.
I just find anyone know a synth program for Windows?
If you know one, send it to him.
Yeah, because
his email's in the 18th,
so I don't have to give credit. See, this is like we've already gone into a minute and 19 seconds of giving credit.
That's because we're good at babbling.
Okay, well, we'll stop our babbling. Enjoy the show, and thank you, DJR3. I'll probably add a comment to your site thanking you and saying that I'm using your stuff. Hey, this is show... It's not a show number. It's not
this
18.
It's special something. Feature.
But I'm putting it on the main feed, because... Okay, so right now... Sorry about all this, everyone. Right now, the Hindu is out of town. He's in...
Yeah,
India.
Where is it?
He's in India. Somewhere. It's a small place.
Yes, small...
Small isn't like the largest...
Think of Alaska. Alaska's a small state.
Yeah. So anyways... Yeah. Beanpole's over here with me, and we just spent an hour mastering a 1.5 minute track, but it is amazing. I think we're going to put it either at the beginning, you may have already heard it, we may have put it at the beginning of the show,
yeah,
or we'll put it at the end
of
the show.
We'll put it somewhere.
We'll put it somewhere in the show and then somewhere else on the screen, because it was so much work. So what it was, he was in my brother's room on my laptop, I was in here, and we're doing Skype. So this is a new thing for me that we're going to try to do, I think, hopefully on all of our shows from now on.
Yeah, if we can. It works really well.
Forever when we're doing two-person shows. We could do it with a three-person show. We'll put one person
in the middle. Yeah,
that'd be weird, though.
If we do a three-person show with different people at different houses...
How would we do it?
You send them all to here, still. And then how would we do three together?
Yeah, but we'd have left and right and...
And then a middle.
But the middle would always... I guess that would work. Okay, so basically, this doesn't make any sense to anyone listening. We're talking about recording separate tracks. Like, I'm on one track here, recorded on my computer. He was on one recorded on my laptop. And then we laid them on top of each other with me in the left ear and him in the right ear. Or 90% in the left ear, 90% in the right ear. And so it sounds really good. I really like it. And it's much higher quality. It's like...
It's very nice.
Probably 10 times better quality because we're recording it on our end. We're actually not recording the Skype.
We're using Skype
to talk to each other, but we're recording what we're saying. So I think we'll do another one today, this afternoon. Just another 1 minute thing, just to try again. And what we'll do is we'll record it. We're using a WavePad on each end and recording, and then putting them together. Yeah. The trick is that we need to do this time is have a common ending point. He ended about 3 seconds after me, and then totally
five seconds
after me. So it totally threw us off. First we thought I was coming in too early, then it was too late. So anyways, it's amazing.
It's really great now.
Oh, so you're going to hear my clicking. Sorry about this. I wanted to thank some people because I got a bunch of emails, and I want to thank people for them because I love getting emails. Okay, so email me at thejewandthehindu@gmail.com. And I put in the wrong password.
Yeah, definitely email him. The
Jew and... It's actually the Jew and Hindu. Sorry about that. Email said the Jew and Hindu. That's probably where you're making a mistake. It's thejewandhindu@gmail.com. And so I wanted to thank, I think, two people. I wanted to thank... I'd like to thank Ace for... He's emailing us because he basically said, "You guys bug me so much, I'm emailing you." So thanks a lot. And
Shows
also,
that their hard work is paying off.
Also, I'd like to thank Chris from England. So, yeah, It's awesome. I love getting emails from people. You guys rock. So today, the whole purpose of this show is to... I think we're going to discuss colleges.
Yeah.
Or university, or whatever you guys call it.
Yeah, or whatever.
In England.
Or wherever you happen to be.
Or wherever you happen to be. All our worldwide listeners.
So cool.
So anyways, oh, and by the way, I'm using this as one of my things on my college application that I do a show. I don't think I'll give away the URL, though, because I don't think they'd be a big fan of my website. I'm definitely going to clean it up if I have to show it to
you. Yeah.
Or I'll make another website. I'll make an alternative.
Make a fake one.
Make a fake one. Make it look all fancy and professional.
This is what we really do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, for those of you who are not... I don't know. How familiar are people out in this country with our system here? Okay.
It probably depends on...
We probably sound really retarded telling you this, but let's just... We'll summarize it. So you go to elementary school, which is grades 1 through 6. Then you have middle school, which is grades 7 and 8.
Most places.
In
some places,
in Virginia.
It's got 9.
Yeah. Some places... Anyways, high school gets you up to 12th grade.
Yes.
And for us, that's 4 years. And so then you go to college. And that's another 4 years. Usually.
Mostly.
You know, there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
but for us, that's what we're doing. So we've been looking for colleges because we need to apply...
Soon.
In the next couple months.
Yeah.
Next 5 months. Early decision is November 1st.
Yeah.
For Cornell.
I think that's what it is for Virginia Tech, too.
So we've looked at a bunch of... We visited colleges, so we're going to do a little chit-chat show about...
Yeah. About if we ever get to the
So wait, let's listen to the list. Okay, I've been to UVA... And have you seen UVA?
No.
Okay, University of Virginia.
I've been to Virginia Tech.
Okay, we live in Virginia, so we get a discount if we go in state. And
But
I hate Virginia. No, I think it's a good discount. In New York, it's $10,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to go in state. By a lot.
Yeah, so anyways, I've looked at UVA, we've looked at Virginia Tech, I looked at Boston University in Boston, Massachusetts. I've looked at
MIT
in
Boston.
It's in Cambridge. Our Fair
it's
City.
It's inside of Boston.
Our Fair City. You guys listen to Car Talk. Oh! Sorry. Tangent here. They now have Top Gear on TLC, which is Channel 75 near us. But
which really doesn't mean anything.
Okay,
are you sure it's TLC?
What? Oh, it's TLC. What do you mean?
Are you sure it's on TLC, not one of those other channels?
Not Discovery?
Yeah, I thought it was...
I saw it on DLC. Maybe they have it on Discovery, too. Anyways, it's on American Network now. And it's an amazing show. As much as the Hindu hates it, he'll kill me for saying this, but he has it on our show that he doesn't like.
He's got it on his show.
It's really funny. It's a great show.
There's some interesting episodes. Yes.
They're interesting. They're all good. I maintain that
I'm sorry, I haven't seen that many, so I can't say every single one is good.
I've seen a lot of them. So anyways, they're now on TV. Instead of downloading them, which I don't do, of course.
Yes. David...
Anyways, I don't download anything.
The Jew doesn't do any illegal downloading.
Not. None. For the record, I don't do any. I actually do buy a lot of my movies.
Most of them.
The ones I don't buy, I certainly don't download.
You certainly don't talk to Trump to get
well,
them.
One thing I don't do, and I like to make this very clear, I do not rent and copy.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's... I want to, but I don't, because it's a little cheap.
Yeah, that.
Well, it's not really cheap. Bad. I want. It's just like I can't.
You can't quite bring yourself.
I really want. So
he's not quite that evil.
Yeah, I know some people that do. It's not that evil, but
yeah, like
I want to.
I don't know. Trying.
Probably. Doesn't that give away his last name?
Yes.
It's all sorts of fraud.
Yes, we need to come up with some name for him.
Yeah, well, he has... Check out his podcast. It's... What's it called? Tech Talk. It's... I have a link from... Go to the Jew's favorite podcast or whatever. It's on our website at http://dakdakdakdak2000.tripod.com. And you can go and link... It links to them.
Well, we'll just call him, like, the tech guy.
We'll call him, yeah, hacker.
Tech support.
Yeah, he is tech support. I call him. I am all the time for help.
Like, I can't figure out how to do this.
Back to where we were. I looked at MIT in Cambridge, BU in downtown Boston, Tufts in...
Mm-hmm.
It's near Boston, right outside.
You've been to a lot more places than I have.
And then I drove up to Cornell yesterday. 2 days ago. Cornell in Ithaca, New York. Which is my number one choice, and I'm applying there. Early decision. and hopefully I will be getting it. Because it looks good.
That's what we all hope.
So we're going to do a brief discussion of the colleges and the whole and the whole process here. Because, okay, so basically, most colleges require, I don't know about Virginia Tech, but most colleges require
an essay and
the common application, which has two essays on it, and then they have a school. Yeah, most places.
Virginia Tech does.
Let's check out Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna pause the show, and we'll come back to you in a minute. Okay, so Beanpole was right.
Thank
you.
VTech
does not require it from.
It doesn't require any essays.
Yeah, they're. I might just apply there. I mean, it's gonna cost
so easy.
You just pay $50 and you send in your transcript.
Yeah, essentially, and SAT scores.
And there I go. I might just do that. It's a good school,
that's for sure.
How's their engineering department?
Very good.
Huh.
That's the main
thing.
That's
encouraging. I think I'd be applying.
Everyone's here. I mean, everyone starts out as a general engineer freshman year. Then once you get all the credits you need freshman year, you go off into your selected thing. Like
you declare your major.
Yeah, you declare which
sophomore
one.
Year. Okay, that sounds good. So tell us about the school, because I've been there.
Well, it's a nice school. It's a pretty large campus.
Do you know how big the school is itself? The kid number?
I think it's like 25,000 total.
Yeah.
It's like the main street of the town. Touches the college at one point, so I mean, it's if you looked at a map of the town and a map of the campus is like half the town.
Yeah, that's true of a lot of places.
But they've had really good food. I mean, really good food there.
Oh, then I should just go.
Oh no, that's not the main thing. That's something I noticed while I was there.
Tell us about the aeronautic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Beeple's interested in going into
aerospace
engineering. So he checked out the aerospace facilities.
Yeah, I got to meet with the department head. He gave me a nice little tour. And I got to actually see the wind tunnels there.
You go into one, right?
Yeah, I got to. Their main enclosed wind tunnel was.
Fiddle with stuff. They can hear it.
What?
I said you shouldn't fiddle with stuff. Anyways, sorry. We're both really like.
Fidgety,
yeah.
Yeah, so I got to go into the main wind tunnel, and I got to see the fan, which was really cool. It's like 12 feet tall, made out of fiberglass, and it's got fiberglass blades.
Fiberglass or carbon fiber?
I think it's fiberglass.
Fiberglass makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's fiberglass.
Fiberglass is a little heavier.
Yeah, and it's a bit easier to make new blades when they
break. Yeah, exactly, that's true.
Because they will break.
Yeah, because carbon fiber would have to be done someplace professionally.
Yeah.
Fiberglass you can do.
They just made molds of all the stuff, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So, yeah. Then I took a tour of the college, got to walk around. Got a nice track. I noticed that I do track, so.
Cornell has the largest indoor track in North America.
You don't need an indoor track at Virginia Tech.
It's because it's always hot.
Only in the summer.
Even in the winter.
No, it's not. In the winter, you need the heater. Actually, one person said they kept their window open all the year, and they were fine. But
do they have air conditioning in the dorms of Virginia Tech? They don't.
No.
Ah.
And you can't bring
you can't bring
a window one.
You can't.
No, because they had one fall out on top of someone's head before.
That sucks.
You also can't bring any of the George Foreman grill things.
Oh, yeah?
No, you can bring anything else in there, but not the George Foreman ones,
because
they had to fire off one of those. Just like you can't bring an air conditioning unit that goes into the window, because they had one fall out on top.
What other kind can you bring?
Well, if you bring one that goes in, like inside your room somewhere, like it sits inside the room, I'm pretty sure...
Can they make those?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I could make one if I really wanted to. I could make an air conditioning unit.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not that hard.
Well, it's not that hard in that, but if it's in a room, you gotta get all the heat out of the room. Maybe they have, like...
Well, no, you get, like, a freezer or something, and you use water cooling.
Yeah.
The fan blows across the
water.
You
buy a cheap freezer and put a fan in the back of it.
No. You get a cheap freezer, you get some copper tubing running through it. You get a pump, and you circulate the water through it, and then you've got a fan that blows...
Yeah.
Air over the pipe as it's outside of it.
Yeah.
So that's basically what an air conditioning is.
Is that your plan?
No, I don't plan on actually building an air conditioning unit.
You gonna smuggle one?
No, I don't plan on having an air conditioning unit. It's
gonna
not
be so hot.
it won't be too bad. After being in Mr. Smith's room last year...
Mr. Smith? Who's Mr. Smith? I know no Mr. Smith. We don't say names.
I'm sorry.
There's no Mr. Smith. He's making things up.
I'm making things up. After being in one of my classrooms this year that was very, very warm, I should be fine in pretty much any place.
Yeah. Well, they don't have air conditioning at any of the ones I looked at either. But it's just...
They're further north. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't really have kids on campus, though, during the summer, so...
Yeah. Well, they do sometimes, but not...
Not many.
Not many. You can take summer...
You can take courses.
Yeah, but I haven't seen many people who do that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, anything else? Anything else you want to ask?
Nothing really off the top of my head.
What's the average SAT scores?
They look at them separately. I think it's like, as long as you get like a... I think the average is like a 600 something for engineering. I'm pretty
600
sure.
600?
For each of them. I think. I have to look it up.
You're useless.
I'm sorry. I already got my good SAT scores. I don't need to...
Yeah, me too.
I don't need to worry about it. Got it.
I think you beat Prakash.
Yeah, I got
that. I mean... We give him a really hard time.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, so much better at, like...
Most stuff.
A lot of stuff. But we test better than... Like, he's significantly better at biology than I am. We all know that. Well, we got the same score in the APs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on my summer assignment stuff.
Oh, yeah, wait, you're taking AP Bio.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, you will
be. I'm going to have a lot of APs.
So what are you taking?
Lots of APs.
What? Let's hear. Share.
5 APs.
AP Bio, what else?
AP Physics, AP Chem.
AP Gov?
AP Gov, not AP English.
Yeah, that would be retarded.
Yes. Especially since the teacher who was supposedly better left, and now the teacher who I had last year, who, like, everyone couldn't stand at all, maybe teaching it, so...
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
You don't want to bet.
I didn't like her, so... I'm very glad I'm not taking that.
I think... How many do I have? I think I have 3. I've got BC Comp. Oh, you have BC
Comp. Yeah, I've got that.
AP Physics.
Yeah.
AP Government. And then Engineering Systems 2, which it counts as a college credit at George Mason University.
So if you were going to George Mason...
I'm only going to graduate with 4 APs, but I could have 2 college credit classes at George Mason. If I went there, I'd get... I see the same...
I'm going to graduate with, let's see...
7?
I've had 5 next year.
7?
No, because I had...
Oh, you took 1. World Civ and...
I'm going to have 9...
9. Holy crap. I hope I can get into college.
I'm gonna
don't know if it, because they care that you take the hardest in the classes.
Well, at Virginia Tech, they said they want mostly B, they want like a B plus average.
Yeah.
But they take in consideration the difficulty of courses. So if you get like more, you can get more Bs if you're taking a really hard course load.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, if you get like nothing.
I've got basically all A's. A few B pluses here and there. But I've taken the hardest I could in my maths and sciences.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll take that into account and be like, oh, it's okay that you didn't take AP English. Because it sucks.
I took it, but they're probably... They're probably...
How'd you do on the AP?
I got a 3 on the AP. I don't got like a C in the class, but...
Well, that's about a 3, right? C's passing.
Yeah. D's passing. I got a 3 on the AP, which will give me some college credit for it, so...
They'll take 3s?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's not as much, but...
Yes, Cornell can take a 4, but it's not as much. I hope I get in. if anyone knows someone who goes to Cornell, or goes to Cornell, or...
Is anything... Trying to get
coordinated with Cornell. Email me. I want to go to Cornell. If you hadn't guessed. So, let's not talk about all the colleges, because it'll take forever. No one really wants to.
I think we've already taken
We'll do a separate show maybe some other time. Or I'll do one.
Another show.
But, okay, so you talked about that one. We'll each talk about the one that we are most currently most interested in.
Okay.
So, I'm most interested in Cornell.
Wow.
You had
I
guess
never
already.
Guessed that.
Actually, I'd really prefer to go to MIT, but I won't get in there.
No. That's insanely difficult.
Yeah. But Cornell has a great mechanical engineer. It's got really good engineering, but doesn't really have an aerospace, unfortunately. Yeah. Otherwise,
it makes it harder for me to.
Otherwise, Beanpole should be going there. I want him to go to the same college. So, but I have some friends from robotics going there.
Cool.
And so it's a great, it's a good program. They've got, it's one of the 7 schools, but you apply just to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like 2,700 kids in just the engineering school.
Yeah.
And the whole school is about 15,000 undergraduates.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's still pretty big compared to like Tufts, which is like a tiny school. And so they accept. So I'll just talk about the admissions part more, because that's the part I'm worried about. So talking about it helps. Okay, so you have a they have 2 acceptance things. They have early decision.
Yeah.
And regular decision.
Yep, they have that at most.
Early decision is a binding thing. So if you apply there and they accept you, you have to go. So basically, they're guaranteed the people's money that they accept. I mean, because, you know, colleges are businesses.
Yeah, they make money. They make money.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's I'm why not they saying cost that a lot. That's... Yeah.
And it's not the only thing expensive. They do, but...
It's like $43,000 a year.
That's because you're going out of state.
Even... But in-state, that's what they are before financial aid. You can get financial aid out of state,
you
too.
Get, yeah, but you get more in-state.
You get different types of financial aid in-state. You get different grants.
They give you better stuff.
Yes and no. Well, you can get, like, at MIT, like, the average tuition for people with financial aid is, like, $12,000 out of 43. So, they have very good financial aid packages. And so...
That's because you have to be insane. It's more to go there anyway.
Yeah. Well, they don't do merit-based ones at Cornell, actually. Mm. They only do need-based. So, I'm... So, okay, so they accept... They get about 400 or 500 applicants to the engineering school early decision, and they accept about 200, which is really good. That's like half.
Yeah. Because
it's closer to 400. Mm-hmm. So they accept about half of the early decision people, and that's going to be me, and I really want to get accepted. So they need the common application, which has 2 essays, and then they have 2 more essays you have to write. But they're short. They're 250 words, and I've already written them this morning. Well, I kind of wrote them. I wrote, like, my brainstorming where I talk about, like, I've always, you know, they talk about your interest. Talk, you know, describe your interest,
what
how it's evolved. And so, you know, I'm really into building. Like, so I've always played with
Legos.
You know, every imaginable building tool for kids, you know.
Legos are the best.
I'm trying to think of how many. I had, like, a long list. Let's see. Legos, of course.
Connects.
Just plain building blocks.
Yeah.
Something block. What are they called? Not Legos, but Duplos. Duplo blocks?
Yeah, I remember those.
Tinker Toys?
Yeah.
Lincoln Logs?
Yeah, I still got some of those.
Erector Set?
I never actually used that.
I liked Erector Set.
Yeah, I never
it
had
it. Was really good.
Set.
It was quite adaptable, which is one of the things I really liked about it.
Yeah.
It was more adaptable than some, but Legos are my ultimate favorite. And then one of the things I said is about how I'm very neurotic about certain things, and when I build with Legos... They have to be even, and they have to be the same color.
They do.
Because if they're not even, they're not even, they don't look as good, and they have to be the same color. So
he's like Monk when it comes to this, for anyone who's seen that
TV
show.
Oh, that's a good show. It's still...
Yeah, they've still got new episodes coming out every so often.
I want to see it.
It's on USA every Friday at 10.
Okay.
The same time Battlestar Galactic has on Sci-Fi.
I don't
I flipped between the two of them.
Yeah, what happened to... What was it called? The one with the worms? That was a good show.
Dune?
No.
Stargate?
No. You showed it to me.
The one with the worms.
The one that lived in the desert. They evolved. Remember? Something about... There was sand? There's the guy with the guns, with all the guns, like Bert.
Oh, those ones. Yeah, those kind of just like died out.
Which
those
was
really good though.
That was not
Tremors.
Tremors. Yes.
They made 3 movies. They made 4 movies.
Wait, there's 4?
I think.
No, there's only 3.
No, there's 4. Because they did... They've got Tremors 1, where they're at Perfection Valley, Nevada, and...
Perfection, that's what I'm trying to think
of. Yeah. That's where they've got the... Just like the worms... Then the second one, they go down into, like, Mexico somewhere, and they evolve, and the worms manage to evolve into, like, some second level. And then the third one, they're back at Perfection, and,
they've got evolved ones again.
Yeah, they evolve again to, like, flying ones. And then the fourth one, they go back in time to Perfection, like to when it first comes.
That one.
When it first comes out, and the original name for Perfection is Rejection.
I want to get. I haven't seen
but
that movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie, and
they're all.
Yeah,
yeah. Good.
It's got Bert Gummer. And it's got like his grandfather coming there, and the great part is, you know how Bert loves guns.
Yeah,
his grandfather can't stand them. He doesn't use them at all.
But he still fights the worm.
Yeah, he like hires somebody because he owns a mine in the town. That's why he goes there. That's like all he owns left. All he has left because his dad gave away like everything.
I see. See, so it's a good show, you guys.
Yeah, it is. They made a series of it for a little while. Then they kind of just stopped.
They, and they had, what's his name? The guy from Back to the Future.
Yeah. They
he's
had him
a good actor. And he was on like three or four episodes.
You know who else is a good actor?
Who?
Leslie Nielsen. He's such a great comedy actor.
What is he in?
Airplane?
I haven't seen Airplane for a long time. Those are funny. What's your Vector Victor?
Roger, Roger. So, Billy, have you ever been in a cockpit before? No, sir, I've never been in an airplane before. So, Billy, have you ever seen a grown man naked? And then later on he asks, so, Billy, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Let's see, he's also in the Naked Gun movies. He's the detective in that.
Who? Who are we talking about?
Leslie Nielsen.
Wait, is he... Is he the guy that's in...
He's the old guy with white hair. He's the president in Scary Movie 3.
I haven't seen Scary Movie 3. Wait, is he in the... It's something like WD-40. It's a play on that.
Yes, that's Spy Hard.
Yes.
He's Agent WD-40.
Yes.
And then there's another one, really good one.
That was a good movie. He's
2001
funny.
A Space Travesty.
I haven't seen it.
Such a funny movie.
Actually, I've seen part of it on TV. Yeah.
That one's so funny. Also.
I'm going to not download that right now. I'm not downloading it, of course.
Yes.
Only thing I download is nothing.
Yes. He doesn't download anything.
Not a one. Oh, but I do have Bear Share, and you can come see me in Featured Artist. Let's go there. Load. I didn't open Bear Share. It's... open already. So anyways, go to Featured Artists. Oh, okay, music. Go to the Open Bear Share, and the thing comes up. Under music, go to All Music, go to More. Go to Adult. I'm under Adult, because I'm so adult. I need to add a bunch, because they don't have me right here. And they have how many times we were downloaded last week. And the one we did with Nev... has 9 downloads.
That's such a great picture of him, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why everyone downloads it. All our crappy... Look at the... You can tell the difference. Look at that picture. 6 downloads on that picture. Yeah, that's still a stupid picture, though.
Yeah.
They're both really dumb pictures. Go to our website and tell us if you want to get rid of
this. Oh, that one's so great.
This one?
Yes, episode 11.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting episode. But, oh, maybe it's the title that helps. Because it's got a good one, Ramblin'. And I like how I put that little extra apostrophe. Okay, so, yeah, so download our shoes. What?
You're just gonna go there.
Oh. Yeah. So, we were talking about movies. We were talking about Airplane.
2001 A Space Travesty.
I'm trouble for this. I can't get in trouble for this. I'm not downloading these movies, okay?
No.
I'm not downloading them.
No,
I'm making a list of things that we did in the show.
Yes, this is a list of show stuff. This is
so we're talking
we're
about
not doing anything wrong.
Airplane 2.
Yes.
Naked Gun.
Then the Naked Gun 2.5. And then the Naked Gun 33
Naked
and a third.
Gun 2.5 or 2.5?
2.5.
Spelled, yeah.
With a 2 and then a 1 over 2.
Yeah, that won't work. I mean, for a list, it's perfect.
And then there's 33 and a third.
Naked Gun. Yeah, I was going to put Naked Gun.
Why don't we just pause this?
I'm not recording. What do you think I'm doing? You're right here.
No.
Yeah. So,
and then we can edit out all of this.
Let's not edit this out. No editing. No editing. The show is uncut. It's raw. Okay, we're gonna pause it. Okay, this is well, it's been like half a second for you guys.
Yeah,
it's been like
a long time.
3 hours. We decided to take a break, and
we got hungry, and yeah, we kind of just
yeah
wandered off.
We had lunch. Watched The Night of the Roxbury. So,
and The Celebrity Jeopardy, of course.
Yep. So, oh, we don't know where we were.
Yeah.
We went to the grocery store.
Yeah, we went to the grocery store. Yeah. Well, we could just continue from, like, discussing what we did.
Sure. What did we do?
Well, let's see, well, we started watching Night of the Roxbury. We got through, like, the introduction. Then we got hungry.
Yeah, so we went upstairs and there was no food. So I called my mom and she said she convinced me. Or basically, my dad let me finally go to the grocery store where we got frozen pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
And milk. I know this is terribly exciting for the three people still listening.
No, see, they're all still listening.
Oh, yeah.
It's not been no time.
I wonder how many listeners we actually have. I'm keeping track. I think we have, what, 7 or 8 now? That we don't, like... I mean, obviously, we...
Yeah.
Our website gets tons of hits. I mean, probably 95% of them aren't real. But I think we have a sustained number of listeners. But I really have no idea. I always wonder.
I'm sure that some of the people... Most of the people out there have even listened more than I have, because I'm way behind at this point.
Yeah, he's a bad listener.
I'm a bad listener.
I know we have a good...
I'm a good guest, but I'm a bad listener.
It's great. I love it when I'm away, and I get a bunch of emails. You know, there's probably 3 or 4 people that emailed me while I was... Probably, well, maybe not. 2 or 3 people.